Months, Billy Hood, a young man, has been behind bars in the United Arab Emirates after police found vape fluid containing cannabis oil in his car. He's 25 years old, from the UK, football coach. He's always maintained that the oil was left by a friend who had visited from England 2 weeks earlier. But the authorities sentenced him to 25 years in prison, which was reduced to 10 on appeal yesterday. We can speak to Billy's mum, Breeda Hood, and Rada Sterling, who is the founder of the campaign group Detained in Dubai. Breeda, good morning.
Good morning.
Rada, thanks for being with us as well. Breeda, can't imagine what this has all been like for you. How is Billy at the moment?
I didn't get to speak to Billy yesterday. His brother did, but he's very downhearted about it all. Because as we understand yesterday, his sentence was dropped to 10 years, but that's because all the charges have been dropped against him, and he's only been charged with unintentional or accidental possession, and he's got 10 years for that.
So they fully acknowledge that this was not his vape oil?
Yeah, that he wasn't trafficking, that he wasn't a seller. They've said that that's what it is. He's got 10 years for unintentional possession, which is just beyond me.
When did you first hear of this? Just take us through what it's been like for you over the last few months. So what's happened, and give us an idea of the timeline.
When it happened, Billy was first arrested in February, at the beginning of February, when I found out about it. We kept it quiet because even Billy thought it was so silly that, you know, it was just going to be over. But the nightmare just kept on continuing. And then I think it was October when he got sentenced for 25 years, that we became public with it because we just couldn't believe it. We just could not believe what was happening to our family.
Yeah, devastating for you all. I can't imagine the stress it's caused. Can you give us any idea about the conditions he's being held in?
I don't think they're the greatest conditions. I don't really want to say too much because I don't want it to affect Billy. But not great.
So you feel to be quite careful about what you say?
Of course. You've always got to be careful what you say because I don't want anything to happen to Billy. It's bad enough that he's suffering in there every day.
What was he doing over in Dubai?
He was coaching. He'd been there. He just wanted, we encouraged him to go. He wanted to do the football coaching and teaching younger ones to play and all sports. But he was quite very into his sports. So that's how I knew he was always innocent of these charges.
Yeah. And a happy lad, enjoying life over there.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Billy loved life over there. Always on texting us or sending video messages and, you know, what he was doing and how to work the cooker or how to work the washing machine because he didn't know how to do sort of thing. You know, just everyday.
Growing up stuff.
Yeah.
How do you communicate with him? Are you able to get in touch, I don't know, by email or what's the general procedure?
The only way we get in contact with him is via, he can sometimes phone us, and that would mostly be through his lawyer, and it would be any time of the day, and it would be through his brother. He'd phone his brother, and then we would maybe get to talk to him for 10 or 15 minutes, and that would be it.
Rada, what on earth is going on here? Can you explain a little bit about the legal system there?
I mean, it's really amazing because they've just introduced laws that would give deportation as an option rather than imprisonment. But the thing is, that's not necessarily going to apply retroactively and to Billy's case, though it really should. I think that the Dubai police were wrong and negligent in charging him with trafficking and selling when they had zero evidence to that effect. And they basically based it on this forced confession. So it escalated to Abu Dhabi, which is a much more complex and slow jurisdiction to hear a case like this. And that's exemplified by Andy Neal's case. He was in prison there for over a year before finally being exonerated of the charges against him.
How difficult is it to get effective defence for Billy there and to navigate through the legal system there?
Oh, it's extremely challenging. The lawyers are completely different in the way that they approach their relationship with clients than you would expect in the UK. They don't tell you very much. There's, you know, a lot that gets lost in translation, and the documents that they present are all in Arabic. Even the court judgment that we received yesterday, the translation was, you know, it was mumbo jumbo, very difficult to understand, very difficult to understand the next steps. But we do have the opportunity to appeal through the Supreme Court. But what I'd like to see is a little bit more diplomatic intervention from the United Kingdom, because this is clearly a case that is unjust. It's not good for the reputation of Dubai and of the UAE while they're trying to market to us in Britain to come over as tourists, investors and expats, when we have this kind of injustice going on, when they've accepted that Billy unintentionally possessed two small, tiny little bottles of CBD oil that were left in his car. So he hasn't done anything wrong. And yet this whole media spotlight and attention is on the UAE. It seems like it's not good for the UK and it's not good for the UAE. So we want to put that kind of diplomatic pressure that they've built up through this great trade relationship where they have a very friendly relationship with the UAE, but they need to apply that in the area of human rights to ensure that this kind of abuse doesn't continue.
I suppose the one case we know, very high profile case of Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe, and I know you're talking about a different foreign regime there, so it's not directly comparable, but nonetheless it shows how impotent the UK government can be when pressing a case for somebody who is already within a legal system abroad. Do you think that there is any potential for the government to exert influence in this case?
Absolutely, and I can just look, earlier this year we had the case of Peter Clark. He was an American citizen detained for having residual hashish in his blood from what he had consumed in Las Vegas before visiting Dubai. Now, the US government, on our request, got heavily involved in that case, and he was home within just a few days. And we've seen Canadian government get involved, Malaysian, Australian, and we've seen these other foreign governments really get involved and advocate for their citizens and bring them home, but I'm not seeing that same momentum happening in the UK, which is surprising because they probably have even more power than these other governments.
Rita, have you been in touch with any politicians, local politicians, do you?
I've spoken to the local MP, been on with the embassy, but, you know, we're just getting nowhere. It's going around in circles. I just think it's time that Boris stepped up and took note of Billy's case. He's got 160,000 signatures online. The only people that have really stood up and helped us is detained in Dubai and the community that we live in. The community that we live in, it really is a community because they have really come out and helped us because they all know Billy and they know exactly what he's like. Yeah. So, Boris, please do something.
I mean, here we are talking about the 1st of December and Advent. I guess it's not really going to feel much like Christmas for you this year.
No, definitely not, no. It was Billy's birthday last Saturday, and after that, the next day we usually always put up the Christmas tree, but there's no Christmas tree up here yet this year.
What's your next step then? There is, as Rada suggested, another potential for appeal. Are you just keeping everything crossed that you might be successful that time?
Well, I thought maybe we had a bit of a chance yesterday, but yeah, of course, we're never going to give up the fight for Billy. We're going to keep on, we're going to keep putting Billy's name out there. We'll still do protests. We'll try and do as many interviews that if people will have us on. Because the one thing Billy always said to me, please, Mum, make sure I'm not forgotten. And he will never be forgotten, not as long as I'm alive.
Thank you, Breeda. Thank you for talking to us. That's Breeda Hood, mother of Billy Hood, 25 years old, facing now 10 years in prison, even after the courts acknowledged that the possession of that cannabis vape oil had been accidental. Rada Sterling is from the Detained in Dubai group. It is 7:58.
Lots of reaction.